It's time for the Greek Grapevine on KROC AM, sponsored by Apollo Liquor with six locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. Ari Kolas is here. How you doing, Ari?
Very good, Rich.
Well, we are talking about some liquors here that, you know, most of which I have not even seen before.
Well, that's because most of these are only like a year or two old, believe it or not.
Okay.
You have to remember, a couple of years ago, Minnesota legislature changed the laws, and it allowed little micro distilleries to open up. For the longest time, you could not do a little distillery, but
so
now they lowered
Minnesota.
The fees. Yeah, these are all Minnesota new distilleries from Far North Spirits. There's a new one here from Isanti. So because of the law change, there's been a huge uprising in some really cool, both microbreweries, which we've seen, we've talked about, but also these little micro distilleries making some great whiskeys, great gins, great vodkas. It's a lot of fun.
So what's the quality? Pretty good?
It actually is really good.
Good.
Some of these guys have distilled in other parts of the country. Some of them have really studied it. Some of them are just learning and experimenting. But when you think of Minnesota, the advantages we have, think of what makes a good whiskey. You need good crops, good corn, things like that. Minnesota has some of the best. Good water filtered through limestone and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We know down here we've got a lot of limestone, a lot of things like that. That makes our water really clean, pristine, and clear.
And you also have to have patience.
Well, of course, patience. You know, how about the barrels even? We got some great trees here. You can make some great barrels, things like that. So we've got all the ingredients here to really make some great vodkas, gins, whiskeys, things like that. So they really are coming on strong. So the first one that opened up was this Panther Distilling Company. That's up north right around Lake Mille Lacs. It's in Osakis, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Adrian Panther is his name, came from Colorado where he learned how to distill from some friends out there and stuff. Came here and opened it up, and they were the first legal distillery to open up in Minnesota. They're the first ones to get it done. So they, of course, have a white whiskey, which is the first thing you can make, you know, because you don't need to do any barrel aging or anything.
That's
it's
right.
Just
you
almost
get something
moonshine
out there on the market.
Yep. So that was their first one. Now, in the last couple of years, they've come out with a couple other. They have their Minnesota 14 whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bourbon. And then they also have this really cool spiked apple, which is fun. So what I love about it is, number one, they use Minnesota 14. That's a strain of corn that they use to make this whiskey.
Okay.
So it's all Minnesota things. It's a unique variety that makes it great. And then, of course, we know about the apples that Minnesota makes. So they've made an apple whiskey that is just awesome. It smells and tastes like a good old-fashioned apple pie.
Huh. Sounds good. Panther. All right. Isanti, you mentioned that.
Yeah. Isanti is very cool. This is one of the newer ones. You can guess where it is, Isanti, Minnesota.
Yeah.
So this is their rye whiskey. They also have a really good gin, too. So, again, this guy went to school in Michigan, I think Northern Michigan, which is the first university in the United States to offer distilling and like a degree in distilling and things like that. So he's one of the first graduates.
Probably a popular course.
Came back to Minnesota. I'm sure I would have done that too, but came back to Minnesota, started making some great gin, vodka, and then this rye whiskey he aged in Minnesota barrels. It is surprisingly good. For his first try, it was amazing. And again, rye whiskeys going to be a little spicier, a little richer flavor, really good in cocktails like Old Fashions, Manhattans. Adds a little bit something, a little bit extra kick, a little bit extra flavor.
Look for the fighting hummingbirds in the front.
Yeah, very cool.
Boreal Gin.
Now, this is Viker out of Duluth.
Okay.
They've been one of the most popular ones. They have three different types of gin. They have a spruce gin, the cedar gin, and another one. They also have a great vodka. You can tell this one has just a little color to it. They actually age it in cedar barrels and with some wood to give it a unique finish. Still has a little bit of the juniper flavor, things like that, but pretty amazing stuff. Mm. They were one of the first ones, husband and wife team up in Duluth, really, again, making some fun things.
So what's the name? What's the brand in there? Viker?
Viker, V-I-K-R-E.
All right.
So
it's hard to read because
it is.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
a
clear bottle, and that's the thing. I mean, it is very clean, pristine stuff.
All right, what else we got?
Now, here, let's talk about this one here. This is from Far North Spirits up in Halleck, Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
Now, the only reason I know where Halleck was is because my brother taught school up there for a couple of years, and they drove him out. They weren't used to having Greeks way up that far north like that, but he lived up there for 2 years. It is about as far northwest as you can get in Minnesota without getting into Canada. So, nice little community. This was like maybe the second distillery to open up. So they have rum. They make whiskey. They make vodka. They make a couple different gins. And I brought this one, and this is the Gustav Navy Strength Gin.
Okay.
Now, what they mean by that, this is very old school traditional English gin. It's about 94 proof. No, actually, I'm sorry, 114 proof. This is real tough gin.
That'll
when you
want to
make a martini,
time.
You will. Absolutely. But again, they used it. Cool little flavors. It's got fresh water from up there. Really cool stuff. Then they also have another gin that is awesome that you have to try it too.
Okay, I got a couple other bottles.
So these are downtown ones from Minneapolis, ones from St. Paul.
Tattersall.
And 11 Wells is this other one. So this is a rum, believe it or not. They're using real Minnesota sugar cane, the Maelstrom rum. It's amazing. Crystal clear like a rum would be, and you get that sweetness from the sugar juice and things like that. Pretty cool stuff. And again, you can use it in different cocktails, use it in your rum and cokes, or just sip on it too. 84 proof, all Minnesota ingredients. I mean, it's fun to support the local guys.
Give it a go. And then the Tattersall vodka.
Tattersall is really getting popular. They make a bunch of different things too. Tattersall, again, made in Minneapolis. A couple bars in town are really getting into the Tattersall products because they are good quality, very good stuff. And you can tell it's just a good, clean, easy drinking vodka.
Yeah. All right, give it a go. Some Minnesota spirits. Thanks, Ari.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us on the Greek Grapevine with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with 6 locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. I'm Rich Peterson. Join us again next Wednesday on KROC AM.